Oh, yes, thank you so much, Leela. The festivities continue as we go on with celebrating the Northwest Tourism Month. And of course, this with the Pilanesberg National Park. If you do remember, we did this about a week ago with Mankwe Game Trackers, partaking in the array of activities. Of course, the hot air balloon safari, and that is what they offer. Quad biking, while you know you drive and take a look at some animals, and also you know, a wide game drive. And that is literally where we are right now at the very start of the game drive, yeah, the Pilanesberg National game drive, where you can be able to see all the big five animals malaria free. But I mean, malaria free does not mean you can be reckless on the ground. You know, you just, of course, have to adhere to the rules. So that is that really what we are doing this morning into the afternoon here on Pili FM 95.0. We're also doing it on our two sister radio stations. That is Commuter FM 87.6 alongside a brand new baby of ours. That is Sun FM 105.0. Oh, we are continuing with the conversations like I promised a little bit earlier, but this one with a man who wears so many hats. I don't know how he does it all. I'd be so bombarded by the information, but let us allow him to release some of the information in his head. His name is AB Mokgashwa, who is the acting HOD for Local Economy Development. Mr. Mokgashwa, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. And also a great thank you to Mankwe Game Trackers for letting us be here today so that we can celebrate our heritage, we can celebrate the Tourism Month, and also we can celebrate who we are.
I mean, like I said, you wear so many hats, and I think, you know, that I caught that from our brief conversation we were having off air. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about some of the key initiatives and projects that the Local Economy Development Department is currently working on?
We, as Moses Kotane local municipality, we have a lot of activities that we are busy with. We are endowed with 21 traditional authorities. And during this month of tourism and heritage, a whole lot of them will be celebrating their heritage and traditions. So a number of them will be doing activities, but just to quote a few, I know Amahlubi traditional authorities will be busy with what they call iskumbuzo. Bakhatla Bakhafela will also be ready, will also be celebrating their heritage. Bakwena Bamhopa and many others will be celebrating. I mean, Bakwena Bapalani will also be celebrating their traditional authorities, I mean, their heritage. But now, as a tourism month, one gets to look back and say, how does tourism play a role in economic development?
Of course.
As Moses Kotane local municipality, on the 27th of March this year, 2025, we launched a tourism association which encompasses your tour operators and your accommodation owners. When I started with the municipality, there were less than 15 guest house owners. Today, we are boasting close to 50 of them. When I started, there were about 4 tour operators. Today, we're boasting close to 40-something. I don't have the actual number because they grow by day. So once you can establish the pillars of tourism consumption, you will be able to can tell how many jobs you have created, how many business opportunities you have created. Because these very guest houses, they buy your groceries from your local stores. They buy groceries, they employ people from the local, they do their laundry from the local. Now, in that order, you are able to create the much-needed income, job opportunities, and any other related business that they can deduce from this tourism space.
But also, in the same breath, Mr. Mokgashwa, how does the department then really go far and beyond to support local businesses as well as entrepreneurs? And what kind of tools are available to help them succeed?
What we're doing on an annual basis, there are markets and exhibitions and events that we take them to.
Fantastic.
For example, in May, every year, we take them to Cape Town. for the world travel market.
Wow.
Now we're looking at the association, and wherever we go, Game Trackers is part, and we appreciate that quite often, quite a lot. Now, we take the executive committee of each of the associations. The guest house owners bring their representation. The tour operators bring their representation. Now, when you go to any international exhibition, this is what happens. We've got what we call pre-exhibition tour.
Yes.
Where the exhibitors meet those who are selling products. Now, they make appointments where they are now going to meet at the event.
Mm.
I'll give you one example. One of our tour operators, let me not mention them here because they've not bought air from you.
Oh, no, you can.
I can? All right, thank you. Mos Mokoni from Tautuna Tours and Safaris. When we were in Cape Town, he met Egyptians. And when the Pyramid soccer team was playing here, his bus from Moses Kotane was transporting the Pyramids football team.
Wow.
Now, had he not been to Cape Town, he wouldn't have found this business. You understand? Now, that's one example of showing the support we're giving to them. Secondly, we took them to the tourism Indaba in Durban. And when we were there, a whole lot of other opportunities came. As we speak to you now, Dr. Kumalo and the Queens, they call themselves the Queens, they will be hosting the BRICS Queens Cup, which will be held here in Moses Kotane at Muruleng Stadium in December.
Congratulations.
Now, these are the things, these are the events that we find each time we go out to exhibitions and tours. Another one which we are asking our game trackers to help us with, we are likely to host one of the biggest religious tourism events, which will be boasting close to 16,000 people who are worshippers.
Okay.
This coming December also. So you can imagine if we're hosting 16,000 people, what's going to happen? You understand? So it's a whole lot of markets. We're negotiating. They're coming down on Friday. We're going to do a presentation for them on Friday. They're staying over at the Wallow. And Saturday morning, they'll be driving back to go and tell their bishop how ready the place is. Now, I'm simply saying the support that we give to our local product owners is taking them to exhibition and shows so that we can create a demand for their products. Yeah.
And also, collaboration is very important, especially with the mission that you guys are currently pushing.
Yes.
How important is a collaboration between you guys, the government, and private sector, as well as the community? How important is that collaboration to really drive economic development?
Look, on our own, we can't. On our own, we definitely cannot. There's an old slogan which says tourism must be government-led and be private sector-driven, which create a triple P approach, public-private partnership, which can then help to elevate. For example, in government, there's a lot of laws, rules, which create a bit of a red tape. Now, when you deal with private sector, you walk in, you walk out with a business deal.
Yes.
For example, with us in local government, you don't walk in, walk out with a resolution. You must wait for a month. You must go to a portfolio committee. You have to present an item. You must get a buy-in. From there, it must go to an exco. Exco must send it to caucus. Caucus must send it to council. Council can only take a resolution. Where's the investment at the time? Out of the window. Which is why you find other municipalities, they've got what we call investment agencies, so that you can short circuit the red tape of going through all these processes. So the triple P approach would be a way to go from here henceforth. We start in it. We have not gotten the ground that we want to be on at the moment, but we believe that with time we will grow together.
And I think, with time, the great mindset that you hold and the energy, I can read the energy from within, is that with time, really the direction will be headed into a perfect path. But just before I let you go, Mr. Mokgashwa, what message would you like to maybe convey to our listeners who may be interested in learning more about local economy development department's initiatives and projects?
Recently, I've been doing a very funny read. I'm a reader.
I can tell.
I read books. You know, when you read, you can change the mindset. When you read, you can change the minds of many people.
Mm.
I've been a fan of Machiavelli recently. And one of his quotations says, patience, the world does not reward patience and loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It rewards results.
I see.
Can I repeat that?
Please.
The world does not reward loyalty and patience, but it rewards results. What that means is that if you and I are going to be patient enough to wait, our waiting might be overtaken by events.
Mm.
We need to start acting now so that we are rewarded for the results to say we have created the much-needed jobs.
Fantastic.
From where I sit as local economic development, I would say our communities, let's get together. Let us celebrate this tourism month, this heritage month. And also remember your roots as Africans. When we were growing up, there was this time of the year, we would look up north to look for a group of stars that we call Selemela. Now, Selemela would tell us what rain we should be expecting. Once we have seen those, we get our female and male regiments, Mepato. Those that have been to the initiation school, we give them a tree called Moloha. Moloha attracts Pelwani, the swallow.
Mm-hmm.
We believe once we see swallows, the rain is around the corner. So there's a festival which is called the Kafela. Mepato A will then go to the Kafela, display the Moloha tree. It will affect Pelwani. Pelwani will affect the rain.
Fantastic stuff, indeed. And Dr. Mokgashoa, you know, I wish this conversation could go on and on and on again, because it is really amazing to pick your brain on, you know, the local economy development of this province.
Absolutely.
And I'm not just also saying this because I'm here, but
yes.
I think the Northwest is indeed a premier destination.
Come home, trace your roots. You belong here.
Yes.
Your surname should be having the relative somewhere around here. Come here, have fun. That side is too busy for you.
Yeah.
You might be disturbed by a smaller homestead. Here we have our stands, which are 30 by 30.
Mm-hmm.
Larger, you can do your backyard gardens and so on and so forth. Thank you so much.
That is a lot of convincing. Thank you so much. Mr. Abe Mokgashoa. That is the acting HOD for local economy development. We're doing this at the Bilanensburg National Park at the Bakubung Gate, Pele FM 95.0, Commuter FM 87.6, alongside Sun FM 105.0. Game drive is currently taking place for another round. Of course, Mangwe Game Track is spearheading that. And I think we're going to take a drive very much early in the morning. We've been advised that that is the perfect time to, you know, get to see all of the wildlife. But that is not all that they're offering. They also have some hot air balloons, a safari. Now you get to see the animals from top above, game drives and bush walks, mountain bikings, and so much more. You can end all of this by, you know, enjoying some delicious meals by the Wello Outdoor Adventure Center, chimpanzee rope adventure, some archeries. Have a lot to offer. This as we just continue with the festivities and celebrations of the Northwest Tourism Month. Very much exciting to showcase the park's unique offerings and many attractions. So visit our website www.mankwegametrackers.co.za, or perhaps give them a call on 014-552-5020. It's 11:57, I believe, just time in for news. Back to you in studio.